Congress returns to Washington this week to a world very different from the one members left 2 weeks ago. The war in Iraq is essentially over, and domestic issues are regaining attention. NPR's Cokie Roberts joins me now. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
Why weren't any members of the Bush administration on TV yesterday?
I know. We didn't have our weekly fix of Rumsfeld and Wolfowitz and Powell and Rice and Myers and Frank, the people we've gotten so we see regularly. The administration's changing the subject. The president's radio address on Saturday was about taxes, not war. And there are reports that the president will officially declare the Iraq hostilities over this week, and that Defense Secretary Rumsfeld, who is out in the region, will go to Afghanistan and say that the hostilities are over there as well. The administration knows it has to deal with foreign policy hotspots, the continuing situation in Iraq, North Korea, the Palestinian situation, etc. And, of course, national security is an issue that works for this administration. The Republicans score 30 points higher than Democrats on that issue, so we're likely to see lots of pictures of the president with returning troops. But he's determined not to make foreign policy the centerpiece of his White House. That's what his father did after the first Persian Gulf War, and President Bush is just determined not to fritter away the political capital that he has gained by winning the war.
Yeah, he wants to spend it fighting for a tax cut, but polls show that's not very popular.
It's interesting, his view about this tax cut. He's out on the hustings saying he has to have a huge tax cut, not the itty-bitty ones that the Senate has voted for in its budget. I think that this is all part of his theory of political capital, that if he can show that he can get a great big tax cut, it shows everyone how effective he is, and that he scores high in leadership, which is very important for a president and a presidential candidate. And even if he has to, quote-unquote, settle for a $500 billion tax cut, it's still enormous. So he set the bar very high. And look, the Republicans told him in 2000 when he was running that the tax cut wasn't a very good issue. They told him in 2001 that he wasn't likely to get the tax cut that he wanted. And his view is he won each time, so he's still at it. But he's getting a lot of heat from Republicans again.
And where do Democrats come down on all this?
All over the lot. Some of them say rescind the tax cuts. Some of them say freeze the tax cuts. They all talk about the skyrocketing deficit, but they have different plans in the works of the Democratic presidential candidates, which would also have a big deficit. Dick Gephardt has unveiled a massive health care program, which he would use the tax cuts to pay for, and he says that's a better stimulus for the economy, and it will help an awful lot of people, but it keeps the deficits firmly in place.
The Democratic presidential candidates are going to debate this coming weekend. Isn't that a bit early?
Yes, for 2004, yes. Of course, the first primary will be in January, but still, it's a bit early. But I think they are trying very hard to get some Democratic voice out there so that the voters see an alternative to the president and to the Republican Party. But the problem, of course, is there's so many of them that there will be lots of Democratic voices out there, and some of the strongest voices are likely to come from Al Sharpton, Howard Dean, people who are not necessarily in the mainstream of the American voting public, and that could be a problem for the Democrats.
And they all say they can beat President Bush. Why do they think that?
Despite his incredibly high approval ratings and sustained high approval ratings. Well, they think that because the first President Bush came back from his Persian Gulf War at a 90% approval rating, considerably higher than this one, and he was beaten, and the economy continues to really limp along. First quarter growth at 1.6%, the number of jobs lost high, and people getting discouraged from even looking for jobs. The president's pollster has sent out a memo to the head of the Republican National Committee that has found its way around the political press, basically saying the president's going to fall in the polls. The Democrats are going to say that he's vulnerable. Don't believe it. He's doing just fine, but this is going to be a moment of vulnerability.
NPR's Cokie Roberts.